Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Swing and a drive, right center field. This one is falling. It's a base hit. It'll go up the alley. Rutland will score. Ruiz around third. He is being waved home. The Phillies have won the ball game. Ruiz slides. Rollins has won it. They stream out of the dugout. Yeah. Rollins by near third. This game is over as the Phillies strike again with two outs in the ninth inning, and they have a 3-1 lead.
One of the best cuts of all time here, a time when Ruben Amaro was running this baseball team. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, joined here by Ruben Amaro, Chickies of Pete's in South Philly for the Red October Rally presented by Budweiser. Enjoy ice cold Budweiser and all the Phillies postseason action at Chickies and Pete's. Come on out. We'll be here through 2 o'clock, and then the afternoon show is here. It's an all-day postseason Red October Rally. Before we get to the topper conversation, Ruben, there's so many moments. You know, we played that one with Jay Roll up the gap against the Dodgers. There's so many moments. Did you have a favorite from those times, those years back, 07 to 11, like a favorite postseason moment?
Well, obviously that one was a big one for me. I remember, this is crazy, I remember jumping up on top of, on my desk and in my box. And because we didn't pinch run for Chooch in that situation, I was like, man, I think we might need a pinch runner here. And he hits the ball into the gap, and I'm like, oh my God, if he doesn't score here, I'm gonna be so pissed off. I literally jumped up on the desk there and started running with him. I was like, go, Chooch, go! I'm screaming at him. I'm so glad they didn't shoot me in the box, because it would have been embarrassing as hell. But that was a big one. And then I gotta say that the Matt Stairs home run,
of course,
that moment for me was, I thought to myself, we're gonna win the World Series. Because he did exactly what we got him to do, and in the situation that we needed him to do it, and he did it. And I thought to myself, I literally had tears in my eyes. I said, you know what? We got a chance to win a World Series here, especially we're almost a team of destiny at this point.
It did feel that way. I mean, it was an amazing home run, amazing moment. It just felt like that was the separator right there with your team and that Dodgers team. 215-592-9494. Do you want the Mets? Ruben, you made me think of something there, and you know, I'm curious how it plays out this October, because we've had the last couple years where Rob Thompson has made a lot of good decisions. I mean, I think he's had some great games in the playoffs. I think it's a game one. You and I were there in Atlanta last year where I thought he managed the bullpen amazingly. He pulled Ranger early, and then every button he hit worked.
It was money.
But he's also, Ruben, he's had some moments where his decisions have gone the other way, right? You know, last year, let's say, sticking with Rojas, not pinch hitting for him. You go back to the World Series 2 years ago, pulling Wheeler when he did. And this is every manager. But, Ruben, put your GM hat back on. Would you sit there, because you just mentioned, you know, maybe should have pinch run for Ruiz. In the moment, do you sit there, and do you think Dave might sit there and almost wonder what the manager is doing, and you kind of just hope it goes the right way? Like, what's that mentality like when you build the team, you hope you and the manager are on the same page, but sometimes you're not sure about the decision, like, in the moment?
Yeah, I mean, as a GM, you are sort of a you're managing along with the game, you're watching the game, and you're trying to get a feel for how it's going. And yeah, of course. I mean, you're always questioning. You're always questioning and sort of slicing and dicing the decisions that are being made. But I really trust Topper because he understands his players super well. I think he also will learn from the experiences he's had in the past. I just feel like he's a guy that is humble enough and not stubborn enough to sort of make the same quote-unquote mistakes twice. That said, I mean, it's really about the players. They have to perform. You try to put them in the right position to have success, and you hope that they can, that they can rise to the occasion. Sometimes those decisions don't work. Sometimes you make you look like a, you know, genius. But at the end of the day, you can't hit for him, you can't pitch for him, you can't run for him, you can't catch for him.
You can't. You got to put him out there and let him play. 215-592-9494. Hugh, do you have full trust in Topper as we go into October?
Yes, I do. I know some of these decisions will be hard moving forward, but I think that this team is focused. I think they know where they have to be. And plus, like Rube said earlier, this is a veteran squad, man. This is a veteran squad. They know what they have to do. They're focused and they're laser focused. So, yeah, I think everything is going to be fine.
So let me preface this by saying I think Rob Thompson's a good manager. I like him. I'm glad he's the manager. I think he's done a really good job here since he took over here.
In a short period of time.
He really has. I mean, they've been in the playoffs all 3 years. He's been in the World Series and NLCS. But I'd be lying if I said I have full October trust in Rob. Like, Rob's an excellent regular season manager, and I think he's been a good – I mentioned –
You're talking about Kershaw stuff?
Well, I just feel like there's been moments in October the last couple of years where he's pushed – I think he's had too much trust in some guys, and it's bit him. And I wonder if, you know, Ruben just mentioned maybe he's learned. I mean, they're right. I think sometimes we look at Topper and we say, well, he's been around baseball forever. But yeah. Ruben, this is only his third year as a manager, right? Even though he's an older person in the game and he's been around the game forever, this is only his third ride, you know, going through it, and really his second full season. So, Ruben, maybe this year he does manage even a little bit differently in October with the experience now.
It's certainly possible. I mean, again, I trust him to understand and know the players and know the situations. And but listen, that's why this game is so great, man. You just have no idea whether the decisions a manager makes, a decision a player makes, a selection on a pitch that a pitcher, you know, makes, or a call from the catcher, if that's the right call or the wrong call or what the case may be. And there's so many different things that can happen, and there's so many events in the game, so many different pitches and things that can happen. That's the beauty of baseball. You can't lock it in. You can't. I would have a tough time if I was a gambler bet on it, because you just don't have any idea what's going to happen. And you can take all the analytics and you can toss them out the window. When it comes to postseason baseball, the heartbeat moves differently. Guys react differently, and it's just not the same game. It's a different game, and And whether guys can handle it or not handle it, that kind of depends on the situation they're in.
It is. And I think the margin's so thin. It's the first time since 2014 we don't have a 100-win team in baseball. It just feels like a very small line is going to separate the team that wins the World Series this year from who does it. 215-592-9494. Do you have a full trust in Rob Thompson here as we head into October, and do you want the best? Let's hear from Topper. He was on this morning with the morning show and discussing, you know, maybe some things he's learned, what he might do different as we head into this October compared to the last two.
I think I'd stay away from our experienced guys because they've been there before and they know how to make adjustments. But some of our younger guys, absolutely. You know, I think that we have to have more conversations with the coaching staff as to, you know, how a guy's gone, how he's feeling mentally, how he's feeling physically, what the matchups are. But, yeah, I think that, and especially pinch hitting within a game, I think that, that's something that we might move on a little bit further.
So, Hugh, that was interesting. That question was from John this morning, really about – what have you learned the last couple of years, and will you be willing to take guys out? And I don't know if they mentioned Rojas by name, but I think that was the implication, right? Mm-hmm. Rojas started to drown last year, and they just let him keep playing. Will you be more willing this year to switch it up quicker? That's a huge thing, because I think he has a deeper team this year, so he has options. Last year, and you pointed this out, you know, if the other guys hit, it wouldn't have been on Rojas. But the reality is they stopped hitting. This year, let's just play it out. Let's say Rojas struggles. They have Austin Hayes, right? They have more options.
That's why he's here.
Yes.
That's what he's here for.
So that's my big question. How quickly will he change things up if things aren't going the way you want?
I think he will. I think that this is a situation, Joe, where you never want to second guess the mistakes that you've made from the previous year, but at the same time, you identify where you probably could have did things a little bit different, and you move accordingly. Because as I would imagine as a manager, Rube, that one of the things you never want to do is when you make a move to sit back at the end of the move and say, you know what, I hate I did that or something like that. You have to be confident in that. But I think that moving forward now, he'll probably have a better feel for the situations that he's in, and if he feels this, he'll probably go with his gut, and if it's time to make a move, he'll probably do that.
Well, and Ruben, he has more options now. I think that's a big thing. You know, let's go to the Kimbrel thing last year, right? That really blew up on them. He was running out of gas as the season went on, and in the games in Arizona, he didn't have it. But Ruben, I go back to that and I say, okay, we all wish he didn't pitch Kimbrel, but he didn't have five good relievers down there, right? It wasn't like he had a loaded bullpen. This year, let's just pick someone out. Let's say Estevez struggles. He's got other options down there now.
Yeah, he sure does. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, you got four or five guys that you'd sort of have much more trust in. Even a guy like Jose Ruiz, you have a lot more trust in than you did in the early part
of
the season.
He's been good since the All-Star break.
Outstanding. Really, really good. Again, you don't know how they're going to react in a situation like this in the playoffs against a certain matchup or what have you, but he does have more options. I mean, we can go back to even Jim Fregosi when he ended up putting, you know, Mitch Williams in at the end of the game in Toronto. You know, you make decisions because your gut tells you to do things. You make decisions because of the analytics. You make decisions because you're the manager. That's what you're paid to do. And at the end of the day, it's really up to the players to be able to perform. In the instance of Craig Kimbrel, he just wasn't throwing the ball that well. He wasn't able to command his fastball. He wasn't able to command his stuff. And so he just couldn't get it done. But you're right. I mean, there were not as many options as Topper has now, and I think he feels supremely confident that he can go to any of those guys, whether it's Kirkering, Strom, Estevez, whoever it might be. I think he feels really confident that those guys will get the job done.
215-592-9494. Do you trust Topper as we head into October? He's been a big part of this the last couple of years for the good and for the moments that we want back. I mean, just to be real, we want the Kimbrel moment back. We want some of the Rojas at-bats back. Wheeler and Alvarado in Game 6 in the 2022 World Series. Kyle, back in the studio, where's your trust level on Topper as we head into October?
So it's high. Pretty much, I think you guys nailed it. Like, he just has more and better options than he has in years past. Like, he has starters that go deep into games. They have a ton of bullpen options. I mean, you can trust Orion Kirkering to come out and pitch a big inning at this point. Estevez, Hoffman, Strom, like, all that. And then, like, the bottom of the bench, like, they have Weston Wilson, who might, you know, I don't know if he's going to be on the playoff roster, or Cody Clemens. Like, they have lefties and righties that they can play to matchups if they need one late in the game, if Rojas is struggling or you know, Marsh or something like that. Like, they just have more options. So I trust Thompson basically just because I think he has easier decisions to make this time around.
So I think so too, but more power comes more responsibility, right? Like, he's got to hit the right button in the right moment. Let's go to the phone lines here. Mike in South Jersey. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, guys?
How we doing, buddy? What are you feeling?
I think we're going to be all right. I don't think anybody could stand in our way these playoffs, if we do our thing, of course.
Well, it goes back to what you're saying, Mike, what Ruben said earlier. It's really more about the Phillies. Like, the Phillies are the Phillies' biggest opponent, not the Mets or the Brewers or the, you know, Padres or Kansas City or whoever the heck we see in the World Series. It's really about can the Phillies play the way we know they can? That's the story now.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, the ball has to go over the plate. So as long as we keep hitting the way we're supposed to be hitting, I don't think anybody can stop us, honestly.
Well, the lineup is, you know, it's a deep lineup. Mike, you trust Topper?
Yeah, I trust him. 100%.
I like that, 100% trust in Topper. Mike, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Ruben, the lineup, you look at it from top to bottom, and I'm watching the last couple days. I don't see the lineup depth with the other teams in the postseason so far quite like the Phillies have if they're hitting. Right now, at times they haven't hit this year, some of their guys. But I feel better the last month and a half, Ruben, about where JT is. You know, his swing has come back post the surgery. And even a guy like Marsh, you know, those two guys in June and July and beginning of August, it's almost like they weren't around or they weren't with the case of JT. The lineup feels deep again the last month to me.
It is the deepest, by far, on paper, the deepest lineup in baseball. It's the most dangerous 1-9 lineup in baseball. There's not even a question about it. It's whether or not they are disciplined enough to be able to pass the baton and allow guys to make mistakes so that they can create big innings, not just with the home run, but with the double, with a base hit, with a stolen base, whatever the case may be. And if they can do that, they got a chance to really do some damage.
Ruben, where do you come down on a decision Topper's going to have to make? And I'm not sure when the first time he'll have to make it is. I'm not sure, which team we're going to see and who's going to be available to pitch. But when an opposing team starts a lefty, one of the things that's kind of gone under the radar last month and a half, 2 months, is a lot of those games, Ruben, Sosa starts that game at second base. Edmundo starts against the lefty. Bryson Stott sits. Do you anticipate that in October?
I think that he's got a lot of decisions to make. I honestly believe that, I think that the best team that they have, the pound for pound, is by putting Rojas in center field, period. Leave him in center field until they get behind in the game and pinch it for him when you have to.
How about Sosa Stott at second?
I think Stott's going to play second base. I don't
even against lefties?
I think he's going to play second base. The defense and the other things that he can bring to the table, I think he stays at second base, and I doubt that he will be pinch hit for.
Okay. Julio in Wilmington. What's up, Julio?
Yo, yo.
Who?
What's up, Julio? How you doing, buddy?
Hey guys, I want to offer you a functional equivalent if I can.
Go for
1991,
it.
1991, Chicago versus Detroit. You know what I'm saying?
Are we talking about the Bulls and the Pistons?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. The Bulls needed to get through the Pistons. That was the real championship. Now, I'm not saying the Mets is the real championship, but the way they beat us the last time we...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
They beat us down good. You know what I mean? No Diddy. But they, you know what I mean? I feel like this is more of a psychological series where I really feel like if we win this series against the Mets, I really feel like we're taking the whole thing.
Well, I mean, Julio, so I think...
That's a lot of baseball still left to be played.
Well, there is a lot of baseball, and there's more opponents. But if they can extinguish the hot team, you'd feel almost invincible at that point.
Confidence builds.
Hugh, there are a lot of people who are nervous about the Mets. And we joked about Jack earlier, but there are a lot of people who wouldn't want to see the Mets. I mean, I get it, Julio. They've
no,
been
it's terrified because of the time, I think, the record, I forgot to think it was since June, somewhere sometime
it's been
in
right
June.
Up there as one of the best records of baseball since the London series.
Yeah. And they look like they have the momentum.
Yeah.
And if you notice one thing about teams, because just like in Baltimore, the Orioles were one of the hottest teams all season long. Kansas City, you know, sending them home.
Well, Detroit, too. I mean, Ruben, how about the Tigers? The Tigers were dead in the water. They traded Jack Flaherty at the trade deadline, and then they just dominated for 2 months now.
Just the best story in all of baseball.
Incredible.
And if you can pitch and catch it and you get the big base hits when you need to, I mean, another great example of why baseball is the greatest sport in the world. I mean, this guy, they were absolutely, in late August, dead in the water, had like a 2% chance of even getting to the playoffs, and put themselves in a position by just playing good quality baseball and grinding it out. And the fact that there's so much parity in the league,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just, I mean, there's no super teams. There's no unbelievable teams that you could say, you know what, this is a lockdown World Series ball club. There's just none. And the fact that they managed to do this with one unbelievable starter, some really good bullpen work from A.J. Hinch and his magical way of just kind of working through that that month of September, I mean, and into now, into October. It's just been one of the greatest stories in the game.
It really has. So, Julio, you want the Mets this weekend?
Yeah, I do. I think the 62% of people who said they didn't, I know a good portion of that is in regards to the fans, but I think that's partially cope. But I think it's because I think there's a concern that, you know, sometimes the Phillies can't get themselves out of adversity and, you know, can't really perform, like, just when things get really tight in the game. You know, the game gets really tight at some point as you go on. So I feel like, as a Phillies fan, maybe that could be the concern, you know, why we don't want to face someone like the Mets for that 62%. But again, like, it's going to be a dogfight getting to the series. Like, we should probably just start it with them. You know what I mean?
And I think that's a good point you bring up. There's no cupcakes. Julio, we appreciate it. Ruben, you just brought this up with the parity. You know, last year, the Marlins were, I looked at as pretty a soft playoff team comparatively to most years. Ruben, I think the playoff field, it's just, they're all close together. I don't think the Mets are, the Brewers and Mets are both pretty good teams. You said this earlier in the show. There's no easy path, even in the AL, where the two underdogs just won. Kansas City and Detroit are dangerous teams now. I mean, there's no, like, layup in the postseason in baseball. No, they're all good.
They are, and, I mean, they all do the if the teams do the things, again, you know, I'm preaching to the choir probably. I'm probably beating a dead horse down. But if you pitch enough and you catch it enough, you have a chance to win every single day because it just takes one base hit. In the case of Kansas City, it was Bobby Witt getting a base hit. It just takes one play to change the entire series. And if you can do the fundamental things that are necessary, you got a chance to win every single game.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Hinch because I thought he did an incredible job in that series against Houston. He's now managing Detroit. And he had the pinch hit at bat with Ibanez with the big hit to clear the bases yesterday. 215-592-9494. Topper this morning on with the morning show also was asked about the Game 2 starter. Is it going to be Sanchez? Is it going to be Nola? I thought it was interesting, Hugh, to listen to Topper give his thought process. He kind of took, he didn't tell us who it's going to be, but he took us into what he's thinking. Here's Topper this morning on who might start Game 2 and what he's thinking.
Well, you know, I'm not ready to declare it because we still don't know who we're playing. I'm leaning one way, but it could change. But, you know, there's positives, negatives, or whatever you want to call it, to both, whether it's Sanchi or Nola going Game 2. But with Sanchi going Game 2, it splits up the righties, it splits up the lefties. Sanchez's numbers at home are way different than they are on the road, a lot better. You know that Nola can go anywhere on the planet, and he's going to be comfortable pitching in a hostile environment, wherever that is. But, you know, you've got your two experienced guys. If you go Wheeler number one and Nola number two, and you know, you're banking on both those guys going deep in the games. If you have them back-to-back, you think you got a shot at getting a big lead and taking over a series, but you never know.
So, look, he didn't unveil it, Hugh. He kind of wanted to make sure he wasn't going to tell anybody. But it sounded like he was explaining why he might go Sanchez 2, Nola 3.
Well, yeah, because he's thinking about that third game.
Yes.
Because he's I think Larry Boyd said it best. Wheeler has to win. Zach has to win that first.
Got to get off to a good start.
Got to get off to a first start. I think that's important. And you're trying to figure out how you want to play that third game. Do you want to go with Nola? Because, you can say what you want about Nola. He's been really, really good in the last couple of months. So would you go – he said Sanchez the second, going to potentially second, right?
Ruben, it sounded to me like he was kind of setting up his thought process on if it is Sanchez 2 and Nola 3. He didn't declare it, but that's what I heard, almost saying, like, hey, we split the lefties up and Nola could pitch anywhere. My guess right now is we're going to see Sanchez 2, Nola 3.
So here's my take. If Wheeler and the Phillies win the very first game of this series, they're going to go with Sanchez second. If they don't, they're going to go with Nola. That's how I feel he's going to go.
Do you think that will upset routines?
I mean, no, not at all. They'll be prepared. I know, and I'm sure that they've talked to them about these scenarios. And listen, this is all information that they're going to keep in-house. This is information that that there's no need to divulge to any other teams. And they might have to make a call after the first game.
So, Ruben, I actually like that idea, as long as their routine isn't messed up. Because I did think about that. We all think they're going to win game one behind Wheeler, right?
That's the thought. That's what it sounds like, the thought process.
They'll be big favorites. He's been amazing since the end of July. I think they're going to win game one. But, Ruben, that is the other side of the coin. Like, all right, I can understand the idea of Sanchez 2, Nola 3. But if you're down 0-1, who do you trust the most? You trust Nola. He's been doing the – Sanchez has what, maybe 5 postseason innings of experience? Nola's gone through the last 2 years, and he puts you in the playoffs every year. If it's a tough spot, I want Nola out there.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what they're going to do. I think they happen to lose that first game. I think that they're probably going to go with a guy that they trust. And, you don't want to put that added pressure on Sanchez. You want him to be able to pitch in a situation where he's a little bit more comfortable, and I think that's the route they're going to take.
Let's go to Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley. Hey, Ziggy.
Ziggy.
Ziggy. Ziggy, what's up, buddy?
Joe. Yeah, sorry about that.
All good.
So, listen, I want to start out with a question for Hugh. Hugh, do you think that between now and next week, we can embarrass those corners and kind of force them to play press since it's their option?
Well, okay, Ziggy, question for you. What do you have in mind when you think embarrassment? Because, I mean,
Hugh's interest is peaked here.
No, because it's obvious. I don't think a whole lot can if embarrassing your teammates and having people talk about you, I don't think you can do a whole lot to embarrass somebody after they do something like that.
You're right. Embarrass is the wrong word. I don't know.
Shame?
Bully? Attention? Shame?
Bully? I don't think any of those dogs hunt.
Bring it to their attention. Like, I don't know. Like, if it's an option, like, if Vic says, they kind of play each play how they feel, can't we somehow put it in the back of their mind to press? I mean, you're halfway through your swim move on the line and the ball's already out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think they got to play more press. How do we get them to put it in their head?
What about the Phillies, Ziggy?
The Phillies, Rojas. For the 100% of the time that Rojas has been here, we've been killing him like 95% of the time. But imagine, last year he came up from minor leagues, got on the Phillies, and ended up in the postseason. So he has experience now, too. So I don't think we should bail on Rojas. I think we ought to be patient with him because he's coming into this with some experience. He's been there now.
He has. And look, Ziggy, he's a part of it. Whether or not he is the every day, every inning starter, or he comes in for defense, if they win the World Series, he's a part of it. I mean, he's a piece of this puzzle.
We need that glove. I mean, we need that glove out there. I mean, he's amazing, really. He's really amazing in his fielding.
Well, and he could take away runs. I mean, I expect a lot of these games. Ziggy, we appreciate him. And I expect a lot of these games are going to be very, very tight. Ruben, we appreciate you hopping in today and being part of the first half of the show. I know you're a busy guy with the series you were doing in Baltimore. Thank you, Ruben.
I really appreciate being here with you guys. It was a blast.
It was fun.
Appreciate it.
It was great. Definitely Red fun. October is officially underway. Coming up, your phone calls here. Do you want the Mets? And do you have full trust in Rob Thompson? We'll share reasons for both optimism and reasons for concern later on the postseason. When we come back, We'll talk to our guy, former Phil, Eric Kratz. He joins us next. His take on all of this. Kratzy joins us on the Midday Show live today from Chickies at Pete's at South Philly for a Red October rally on Sports.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.